shatters the tranquility of a serene village. This scene, unfortunately, is not unique. And we are, the international community, witnesses the horror of war affecting people from diverse backgrounds and nations. These silent killers have deprived countless civilians of their loved ones, freedom, and hopes. Victims hailing from various corners of the world stand testament to the shared tragedy and pain experienced by countless individuals. There have been thousands of casualties and whom are amputees annually around the world. However, amid the chaos and destruction, a glimmer of hope emerged. Leaders from nations around the world came together to sign the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, pledging their commitment to eliminating the scourge of landmines. Our heroes, the deminers from Cambodia and all corners of the globe, share a common goal to rid the lands of the deadly threat of landmines with their brave, perilous conditions to make the communities safe once more. To be a part of the global movement, Cambodia also commits to free the world from those silent killers. We have been striving to fulfill our pledge made at the 4th Review Conference in Oslo, where we vowed to destroy all anti-personnel mines in Cambodia's mine areas. In addition to the support from the international community, more local initiatives have been launched. In July 2022, Samdaktek Chow Hun Sein, Cambodia's former Prime Minister, called for the private sector and philanthropists to fund the mining. This national campaign was turned into a project named Samdaktek Chow Project for Mine Action. Under the theme, Providing Safe Ground, Creating Smiles. By the end of the same year, the Royal Government of Cambodia established the Foundation for a Mine-Free Cambodia 2025 to boost the kingdom's mine-free goal. To date, the country has released 2,761 square kilometers of contaminated land for safety and socio-economic development purpose, with 74% primarily utilized for agriculture and the remaining for infrastructure development and risk reduction. The land of fear has become the land of opportunity and prosperity. While we are progressing towards becoming a mine-free country, our nation is also experiencing growth in other sectors, establishing Cambodia as an attractive destination and a host for prestigious global events. We believe that with peace, stability, and security, we can make Cambodia a safe and mine-free destination for all. We are ready, and we are looking forward to welcoming you to the Kingdom of Cambodia for the 5th Review Conference. We are calling this the Siem Reap Angkor Summit on a Mine-Free World.
Excellencies, distinguished delegates, in addition to the SDGs under the global framework, Cambodia has added its own specific goals relating to mine actions, namely a mine-free Cambodia by 2025.